In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Should retirees have life insurance? The conventional wisdom says no, but that's not necessarily the case. Joining us with the details is Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk. Cheryl, you say before a retiree dumps a policy, though, it pays to take stock of the situation.
Yes, everybody's goals and objectives and financial circumstances are different. And when you buy insurance earlier in your life, you don't always need it later on, or sometimes you have more of a need later on. It really just depends, which is why it's so important to either, if you don't have a lot of knowledge about this, to talk to a financial planner who can help you make some of these decisions.
Right, because I guess conventional wisdom is the kids have left the house, so you don't really need the policy anymore, but there might be some reasons to hang on to it. What about heirs to an estate? How might keeping a policy do them a favor?
Well, there's a couple ways, actually. First of all, the death benefits to your heirs are tax-free. And it's also a way to balance out the distribution of assets in an estate. So let's say that you have a business, and it's a pretty successful small business, and you have two children, but only one of the children is really involved in that business and has day-to-day operations, is very, very involved. And the other child really has just no interest at all. So that first child, let's say you're going to leave the business to them, and let's say the business is worth $2 million. Well, now your other child doesn't have that $2 million asset, so you could take out a $2 million life insurance policy to leave to that second child so that it balances things and you don't have one child with, you know, bad feelings against the other.
What about for a spouse?
Well, a spouse, sometimes you need some more financial security. Let's say that it's oftentimes the woman, honestly, but let's say that your husband was working, died when he was working, and you were getting a certain level of income. Let's just say $200,000. And now that income is gone. And if you're a spouse who's not working, yes, you could go back to work. But the chances of someone not working and then all of a sudden making $200,000 right off the bat when you have to pay for your house, your car, your other payments, especially if you're older, aren't so great. So this way it provides a little bit of a financial cushion just in that instance, something bad happens, that the unexpected happens.
You say health issues are also an important consideration here.
Well, sometimes, unfortunately, people can't get the kinds of insurance they need later on to protect them, to protect their health. So, for example, I had spoken to one financial advisor who worked with a couple in their early 60s who had retired, and they each had a term insurance policy that would last them well into their 80s. But they didn't have long-term care insurance, and the husband wouldn't qualify because of a pre-existing condition. And as you know, the cost for long-term care in this country is really, really high, and it can be hard for people to afford that. So one thing this advisor recommended was for the couple to maintain their term insurance just in case one of them needed nursing home care and they depleted their nest egg to be able to pay for it. So once the nest egg was gone, they would at least have this cushion of the life insurance for the surviving spouse to be able to live on.
All of this said, sometimes, though, dumping the life insurance policy will still make more sense, you say, from a cost-benefit standpoint.
Well, yes, because sometimes if your premiums are so outrageously expensive, then sometimes you can take those premiums and invest them in the market and potentially make more and do better than you would by just putting it into an insurance policy.
We're talking about whether retirees should have life insurance with Cheryl Winokur-Monk, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Cheryl, did anything surprise you working on this piece?
I was actually surprised at how many instances you really could benefit from life insurance in retirement. I kind of originally went along with the idea of the conventional wisdom that, yeah, you really should, you really don't need it in retirement. But I was surprised to discover that there are so many reasons that you might need it. But again, it really just depends on your situation. So no one can, you know, just because one person needs it doesn't mean the other one will. So it's really something that people just have to consider very carefully and, you know, do the best they can to make the best decisions that will benefit them mm-hmm. and their heirs.
That's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.